that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Lord, we bless your name, O God. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Thank you, God. Your presence, Lord. We've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where our hearts become free and our shame is undone. Your presence, Lord, oh Lord. So we say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place. Your presence, Lord. Have your way in us and through us. Your presence, Lord. We cannot do anything without you. Your presence, Lord. You're the God who makes everything possible. Oh, so let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Hallelujah. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. We welcome your presence, Holy Spirit, your presence, Lord. Have your way, oh God. Your presence, Lord, we bow down before you, O God. Your presence, Lord, the things we can't do, we welcome you, Holy Spirit, to be our guide. You're holy, you're holy, you're holy, you're holy, you're holy. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we love you. We adore you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. So we'll say, hallelujah. Speak to our hearts, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing us, O God. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. Host, take it away.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Oh, Father God, how we love you today. How we bless you. How we welcome your presence. Indeed, we are here, bowed down before you, acknowledging that you are God and you are God all by yourself. You are worthy of all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor. And we just pause today, God. As we initiate this morning, we say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for shaking us this morning, waking us and giving us a push to say, get up. It is time to worship me. We thank you and we ask now, God, that you are in control of this service, of this worship experience, of our short time together. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my TMC family. Good morning to all of you today. I am so excited about what God is doing. There is so much for me to do this morning, I'm telling you, because we are in preparation for celebrating our 12th anniversary. Isn't that something? We have been here every day, Monday through Friday, for 12 years without fail. And I thank God because this morning I have so much that I want to do and I would like to share with you. However, in preparation for this celebration, I'm going to do three things. Number one, I'm going to incorporate what we are going to be giving you each morning from now until our anniversary, what we are calling a moment of glory, as I reminisce on just why I am so grateful for being a part of the TMC family. I hear you, Vanessa, saying, well, I'm doing my best. I really am. Secondly, let me go on and share with you the dates of our quarterly fast, which is going to begin on the 10th. However, on the 9th, that Sunday night at 8 Eastern Standard Time on my Zoom, which I will be giving to you and putting in on my Facebook and everywhere so that you can have it, we will assign accountability partners because we're going to do a 10-day fast. Some would do a Daniel fast. Some would do a strictly liquid fast. Some will do another special fast that the Lord has given me for this time. And third, this morning, I just want you to put on your calendar so that you can start telling everybody. You want to come over here and join us as we celebrate our 12 years, that number 12 have a very significant ring to it, and it has a very significant meaning to it as well, and you want to be a part of it. That week is absolutely packed, and I'm not going to go and share all of the speakers, but we have some wonderful speakers that will come and share with you during the week of October the 24th through the 25th, 26, 27, 28, that week, if I got that big anyways wrong, okay, just count it to my heart. Thank you, Daryl, my son whom God has truly given me. I thank you for greeting this morning, and indeed, your theme is good for this morning. God is in control. Your tag is good. God is in control. Last night, the Lord and I kind of, we didn't wrestle all night long, but we did, God took me back to Colorado Springs, and that's going to be very significant as I talk to you about what this call and this ministry has meant to me down through these 12 years. And thank you, Minister Tiffany, for ushering in the presence of God for real, because the presence of the Lord is welcome in this place. The scripture reading, did we go around and around about the scripture and the title for this, only for God to say, settle down, it's okay, got it. But I want to just read, because this scripture has meant a lot to me during these 12 years. Psalms 139, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. You understand my thought afar off. You compass my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. God is in control, has been in control, and I want him to continue to be in control of my life. God, I thank you and I praise you so much. I give you the glory for this word. Help me get it out today, Lord. Well, you know, this sermon preparation really didn't start last night. It didn't start when we made a decision that we would absolutely talk about that moment, that event that absolutely means so much. I want to just share with you that during these entire 12 years, this call and this family has found a place in my heart, taken a seat, and absolutely lives there. And I thank God for that. On 22nd July, 2011, the man whom God allowed me to love and live with well died, Elisha David Roberts. As I was thinking about our life together last night, the one thing that we decided to do when we started this call, Dr. Vanessa and I, we made a lot of decisions, but one thing that we decided to do was to pray for Artist International, a health and wellness company. Oh, man. Have we prayed for that company, fasted? And when David died, Papa Diaz de Leon called me on stage, presented me with David's blue coat that the Platinums, and presented me with a platinum pin for him, and told me I had permission to wear it, because he knew that had David lived, platinum he would be. David was such a wonderful man, and he loved Artist International. I think that's why I had to walk away. He was so smart. He loved the TMC family. And I tell you one thing for sure, it gets real when I think about the great seed that I have in the ground in him. It gets real. And that's why this scripture, God, you know me. You've searched me. You know my getting up and you know my sitting down. You know all about me. You have rocked me steady. You've kept my mind. It was the TMC family who prayed me through. It was Tiffany Lauderdale calling on days when she just could feel my spirit. It was my sister, Vanessa Weatherspoon, who called me and prayed with me and fasted with me. It was Brenda Terrell. It was the TMC family down through the years. They rocked me steady, kept my mind. Oh, my goodness. And then, after being a widow for 6 years, going into the seventh year, I said to God, I'm ready to get married again. God says he will give us the desires of our hearts. I met another man, Lester Wallace Patton, and he loved me well. And I share this with you today because as a result of meeting him and him meeting the TMC family, we have pictures of us in Las Vegas. Where, oh my God, yeah. Everybody on that picture except Lester happens to be a part of this TMC family. I have that picture. Yeah, this morning is tough to just share it, but it feels so good. Because as a result of me going through that, this book was birthed. Loved Well Twice and Still Living. It was published by Shiro Publishers on the 12th of July, my birth month and birthday. And Erica Green made sure that it got to me so that I would have it in my hand on my birthday. What a woman of her word and a woman of integrity. And so I'm just going to share a little bit because that's not what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to tell you the difference in planning and preparation for this celebration. I wanted to tell you what it really means to celebrate so that we could have a, but as I finally got to about 6 o'clock this morning, it came down to you're going to talk about being loved well twice and still living. Whew. And how TMC, the master's call, rock you steady through the process. My dear sisters and my dear brothers, grief is a tough process. I want you to know that if you don't deal with grief, grief will deal with you. I have another person who's very intricate part of my life during this time frame, and I absolutely love her, and that is Dr. LaJoyce Brookshire. And she did the foreword in my book. And I want you to understand that unless you go through these things, you don't get through grief, you don't learn to live better you become bitter. My goal, as all of you know, is to live a super fantastic lifestyle. In order for you to live and want to live a super fantastic lifestyle, you absolutely must understand that grief is a part of life. Grief is a part of living. So you're going to either get busy dying after your loved one died, which I tried to, and God said, you aren't in control of anything. Get yourself up from there. Are you going to get busy living? And that's what I decided to do. And during this grief process, number one, I'm going to share these with you quickly. I have 5 minutes to do so. One thing that I have to recognize is truth. And truth is, David and Lester died, never to return. Your loved ones would never come back. It doesn't matter how much you want them to. They don't come back. John 8:32 states, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. I wanted to be free. I had to acknowledge the truth, the honest fact here. Things would never be the same. I would never sit on the front row at an artist convention with David Roberts, Don Lester, Wallace Patton again in this lifetime. The truth. Number two, trust. Proverbs 3:5-6. Y'all just be patient with me this morning. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, PK. For in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. This is Daryl's favorite scripture. I have to trust not in myself, not in my feelings, but I had to trust in the Lord. I had to trust in the word. I couldn't trust in what I saw. I thought I saw. I had to put my trust in the Lord. A true biblical principle. Number three, being Holy Ghost filled doesn't prevent you from getting therapy. I had to go to therapy. It's wonderful when I was everybody else's therapist, but now I needed therapy. I had to pray for God to send me a Christian psychologist who was absolutely phenomenal. Dr. Delaney walked me through the process. Proverbs 19:20-21 states, hear counsel and receive instruction that thou may be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. We must understand therapy is absolutely necessary in this process. Number four, treasure. Oh, Lord, did I mess up? This was real bad. Matthew 6:19-21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust will corrupt, where thieves can't break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. There is a balance here, you guys. Let me tell you something about money. I absolutely went through $400,000 over 4 years just like a hot butter through knife, a knife through hot butter. Yes, I did. Oh, I can just see my sister Vanessa, because this is the first time she heard me tell her that real figure of how much David left me and how much I blew. Let me tell you, I was believing that any day David Roberts was and Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit, all of them were coming back and get me. I didn't need none of this stuff. I gave up the two houses in Detroit. I gave up a truck. I gave up the car. I gave up. I was prepared. I made the plan. That's why I won't tell you the difference in plan preparation. It's different. And I really thought they were going to come back and get me. But they didn't come back and get me. And now I'm here. I got to live. Oh, but I thank God that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Let me run on, because devil is throwing a knife through that thing. He doesn't want to hit me, but he surely is mad. Number five, treat. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 states, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which all belong to God. Treat your body as the temple of the Holy Spirit. I got to the point, for real, I wouldn't eat. It was bad. I didn't do well with this body. Oh, but I have repented and I've worked to get this temple back in shape, doing the right thing with it. One thing that David said, and he said always, he says, you only have one body. Treat that body well, because if you don't do well with this body, the parts are going to give out on you, and you're going to be looking for the parts, and you won't be able to find them. And if you can find them, they may not fit. And if they fit, they may not fit long. How many people you know waiting for a kidney, needing a heart transplant? They even talked to me about a lung transplant. I'm here to tell you, you have your temple. Treat it well. Take care of it. Number six, thrive. Want to run on two? Got 2 minutes. Thrive, Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Wow. This was a tough one as well. I had to realize that David left 2 children. They were adult children, grown children. I had to thrive, and I still, thrive to be a great. I'm a single mom with these children now. But they're adult children, and they make adult choices. I had to learn that I can't pay for the choices they make as adults. That I can enable them to be weak adults, that I have to thrive to do the right thing. So therefore, I have to go into the face of God and pray, God, show me how to be a good adult mother to adult children. Come on and walk with me, somebody. Number seven, transcend. These 7 biblical keys, Psalms 30:5 clearly says, for his anger endures but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night. Hallelujah. But joy, joy, joy. Somebody said joy. Joy comes in the morning. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm here to tell you that I transcend beyond the depth and the valley that the darkness tried to engulf me in as I've gone through the process of grief. Now, let me tell you one more thing. Glory be to God. You never stop grieving. You just grieve differently. You understand what your triggers are, and you learn how to deal with them effectively. You never get through the process. You understand the process so that you understand how to move successfully through to the next step, okay? You move through to and move through to some more. So my glory statement to you this morning and my glory moment, which is also my sermon to you, is I was loved well twice, and I am living now a super fantastic life. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, and I'm wise. I'm saved and sanctified, and I love the Lord with all my heart. God bless you. Come on out and celebrate with us as we celebrate our 12th birthday here at the Master's Call. Well, Sister Simone, can you come and give us, give us our announcements. Can you do that?
Yes, I can. Good morning, my TMC family. Oh, boy, that is such a powerful message there this morning, Dr. Pecola. Let me tell you, I was having a bit of a challenge getting on here this morning, listening to it was very, very low, but by the grace of God, I figured it out. My phone, I needed to press the speaker on because I'm not at home, so I have to be, anyways, but I'm still in British Columbia, Canada. Let us pray. Oh God of the light, bright morning, come shine through us, I pray. Oh Lord of the Paschal painted skies, speak afresh to our souls today. O King of the sweetest bird song, sing in our hearts anew. O Father of the wild winds blowing, refresh our minds in your throat. O Savior of the fresh fragrant hair, cover us with your grace. O Father of this wondrous world, today we speak your faith. Father God, thank you also, Lord, for this powerful message this morning from Dr. Pecola, Lord. Fill her back up, Father God, as she poured out on us this morning. Watch over Dr. Vanessa as well and our TMC family, also our praise, our prayer requests, Father God. Whatever they are this morning, Lord, you know what those are, Father God. We ask all these mercies, Father. Bless us. Keep us through this powerful week, powerful month here, Father God, as we press on for our 12 years of anniversary this year, Father God. Watch over us, I pray. This day, I ask your mercies and more in your name's sake. Amen. Amen. To hear the playback of this message, you can dial 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Again, that number is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The morning motivational call this morning will be, which is Inspirational Monday this morning, is that number is 667-770-1525. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, that number is 667-770-1525. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And I am seeing here Dr. Vanessa is our host this morning, and Minister Cynthia will be our guest speaker this morning. Thanks again, Brother Daryl from that beautiful state there, Tennessee, if I'm right. I hope I didn't get that wrong this morning, for seating and greeting us this morning. And again, thanks again, Minister Tiffany, for your beautiful songbird voice this morning, for us this morning. And again, thank you, Dr. Pecola, for bringing us that powerful message this morning. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Could you come back in, please, Dr. Pecola, and give us the benediction, please?
Thank you so much for what you do, Minister Simone. We appreciate you there over in that UK. TMC family, please go out to social media and post the fact that we are celebrating over here. God is so, so awesome. Now unto the one who is able to keep each and every one of us from falling. Yes, he is. The one who will rock us steady in the midst of our trials and tribulations. The one who will be with us as we celebrate our 12 years of being together. The one who will set us on our track for the next 12 years. We give you honor and glory, Lord, and ask that you, God, will rest, rule, and abide with each of us. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. Bye-bye.